This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Next week, voters in Flint will go to the polls. The big race in the August 4th primary is among the candidates for mayor. And joining us now is my Michigan radio colleague, Steve Carmody, who's been following this race. So, Steve, this race has been in the news for one reason or another for a while. First, a missed deadline because of an error by the city clerk. Everybody was a write-in candidate for a while. Then the legislature helped fix that. Now we've lost a candidate, Giggles the Pig, who was running. We have four candidates on the ballot. Well, actually, we have a new candidate who got in the race, so there are five candidates. So who's running and who's actually on the ballot and who's a write-in candidate?
On the ballot is incumbent mayor Dane Walling, local businesswoman Karen Weaver, two city councilmen, Eric Mays and Wantoise Davis. Last week, we had a current city councilwoman, Monica Galloway, launch a write-in campaign. And there are other people who've also, to some extent or another, launched write-in campaigns as well. We have a plethora of people running, four people actually on the ballot.
But Giggles is no longer an option.
Giggles withdrew once the legislature gave the city dispensation and said you can go ahead with your election.
So it looks like about a third of the city council is running for mayor.
Yes, and that is interesting as each of the different candidates on the council do try to make their point during council meetings. So it does tend to affect the flow of council meetings to some extent.
A little bit political then. What have been the main topics of debate during the campaigns?
A big issue here in the city of Flint is the city's water supply, both the cost of it to have tap water and also the quality of it because of the city's switch from Detroit water to Flint River water. Other issues involve the continuing state oversight. The city no longer has an emergency manager, but it does have a state-appointed oversight board, which has overruled the city's elected leaders a couple times already since it took over in April. And also there is just a general push and pull between investment in the city, whether there's too much going to downtown and not enough going out to the city's neighborhoods.
Of course, Walling's going to be at the center of this because he is the mayor now, the incumbent. How's he been defending himself when there are those kinds of controversies that really rile people up, especially when you're talking about their water?
I was at a city mayoral forum recently, and the three candidates on the ballot with Dane Walling made a point of attacking him on his tenure as mayor. Since he's been mayor, the city was taken over by the state and is still somewhat under state control. The mayor, for his part, has tried to focus more on the future and talking about what we need to do in the future and not so much about what's been happening in the past.
I read a story by Ron Fonger on MLive, which revealed Walling has spent something like five times the amount of money in this campaign as the nearest challenger, something like $63,000. And a couple of the challengers say they'll spend less than $1,000 on this campaign. Is that going to make a difference for Walling?
Well, we'll find out if, you know, the anger over the city's water problems and the city's being under state oversight negates the advantage he has as far as the money he's able to spend.
I wanted to ask you about one other thing. There was some controversy during Flint election last go around where it wasn't revealed until after the election that the winning candidate had a felony conviction on his record. Is this race being watched a little more closely? Is that person still around?
Oh, that person is not only still around, he is one of the four candidates that's going to be on the primary ballot. That's Wantoise Davis. And to be honest, he did not conceal the fact that he had been convicted of murder and served almost 20 years in state prison. We as the media just didn't do enough of our own job of background checking to find that out. He's been very upfront about it. He addresses that whenever he speaks to people. That's the first thing he pretty much addresses, to say that, you know, this happened, he did it. He is a man, you know, with a different mission now in life, and he is, you know, doing his best to serve his community, and he believes he would be a good mayor.
I suspect you and the other reporters in Flint are vetting the rest of the candidates a little more closely in this election, too.
We are trying to, yes.
That's Michigan Radio's Mid-Michigan reporter, Steve Carmody. Hey, thanks for taking the time.
My pleasure.